welcome to the Gore Ghouls. I'm Sam.
I'm Caitlin.
And we're back.
We are back. We missed you all.
Sorry that it's been a while, but things have been a little bit different around here lately.
Yep. We've had a bunch of stuff going on, so... But we try and keep up on that content on Instagram, which we thank everyone for following us. It's been awesome, and it's actually a lot of fun on our part, so just keep liking and... I don't know. Can you share on Instagram? I've never been
able to find that. People do, like, repost apps, and I don't really understand it.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, well, whatever. Tell your friends. But
we actually have a giveaway on there at the moment.
Yes, we do.
We hit 100 followers, so we're doing a small little giveaway, nothing too crazy.
No, just getting into spooky season, so it's perfect timing for us to be able to do this.
It's some fun little Halloween things that you could win. Yeah. All you have to do is like the post that it is and make sure you're following us. And then I'll pick someone this Friday, the 17th at 5 o'clock.
Yep. And you don't have to worry about anything. You just give us an address, a P.O. box, a friend. We won't stalk you very much, but that's all you gotta do. Yeah. Yeah, if you seem really interesting, we might.
We'll stalk your Instagram before we decide.
Yes. You gotta be a real person, at least.
Yeah, you can't be a bot, which... Bots probably aren't listening to this, so...
They might not be, but we've had some back and forth with some bots.
Yeah.
So, we never know. But yeah, we're super excited about it, and I think this might be a thing we do for every 100.
Yeah.
Maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe, like, the big milestones, like 500.
Yeah, yeah. We're
assuming we'll eventually get to those, I hope.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. But yeah, we're super thankful for y'all following us and interacting. We appreciate the questions on some of our daily national weird holiday things that we put up. We've gotten a few questions, which is really cool, and it's, you know, really nice to see you guys' content and for you to follow ours. We love it.
So, last weekend, we went and this past weekend.
Yeah.
We went to see the Meg.
Yep.
And we haven't talked about it.
Nope.
We waited to the podcast.
Yep.
We want this whole podcast this week to be shark related, depending on how long we talk about the Meg for. So we'll dive in.
We'll probably saw what you did there.
To some of the other shark movies afterwards, because we have some favorites, obviously. Some of them are actually favorites, as in, like, not just shark movie favorites.
Yeah, they're just really good movies, but I think we can both agree that shark movies, like, I'm super into, like, found footage. I'll almost give everything a chance, but literally shark movies, I don't care.
Yeah.
Show them to me.
I'm very excited.
I want to see the shark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all in on a shark movie 1,000% all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They're just so good.
When it was just Shark Week 2 weeks ago?
Something like that.
So I have a DVR full of
Shark Week
shark content.
Yeah, and I actually got a text from a friend the other day that was like, it's Shark Day on Sci-Fi Channel. Like, everybody knows the love of sharks and how important they are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, it is an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so we're going to talk about a few shark movies. It'll probably just kind of be intermingled as we, like, think about them as well.
Yeah.
We're going to try and focus on the Meg and what we thought about it, just because this is, like, the most recent movie that we've been able to go to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what did you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's corny, obviously.
There's
definite corny parts, but for the most part, I was entertained the whole almost 2 hours.
Yeah. What does it say? Yeah. Hour and 53 minutes.
Yeah. So, by the time, you know, you watch credits and all that kind of bullshit, like, I'm sure it's, like, an hour and 45 minutes of
movies are getting longer and longer, so keeping our, it doesn't matter if they realize that they have enough content to be 2.5 hours, they seem to want to pack it in there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that it's justified to be in there. It's not interesting, you lose my focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of thing.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Just be an 80-minute movie if that's what you have content for.
And I don't, you know, some of my favorite movies are short movies. Like, they don't have to be these long, crazy
movies. No,
because
you get the information in that you need. You put your point out there, you have, you know, the story keeps rolling kind of thing.
Well, there's a lot of movies that I would like better with 30 minutes cut out of the middle.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it is. It's 5 to 30 minutes that can make or break a movie. And there's some movies where it's like, it's just like the ending thing, where you feel like a movie's done, And you're like, that was great. And then it comes back up and you're like, oh no, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do it. Like, this was so good and there, it's ruined. And that's the last 5 minutes of something.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, but like, yeah.
I have a problem with The Shining. I think I like the movie.
Yeah.
But 30 minutes out of the middle would make it so much more enjoyable for me.
Some of the longer, yeah. Yeah. And I understand where, like, Kubrick's coming from with that, like, trying to do, like, the long, silent, drawn-out moments of, like, his mind. And but in those moments, it, like, I absolutely love that movie, like, don't get me wrong, but in those him sitting, staring out a window moments, I can hear, like, the crazy thoughts of the book in the head. You know,
I understand, but that.
At the same time, I'm watching a movie.
I don't want and that's with a movie. That's something that you can't.
Yeah,
you can kind of portray it with the facial expression enough. And stuff, but unless you have a voiceover, you don't portray that to the audience.
But that's the thing is, it's well. Yeah, it's too much of like, well, this is him like having this crazy thing in his head. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. I get that. But every time you do this, take off 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a shorter, more like, just him dead-eye staring at you, the viewer, for 15 seconds is like, ooh, oh, oh, he's not stopping. And then it cuts.
And it's not.
Instead of like, even, oh, he's not stopping, and then being like.
It's not an action-packed movie as anyway. As it is,
yeah.
So to take what little action, quote-unquote, there is in the movie and add, you know, 15, 20 minutes of walking around the hotel or biking around the hotel or looking at the typing or, you know, anything like that could be condensed much better and I feel flow the movie better.
Yeah.
But with The Meg, I didn't feel like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Shining is definitely like a hard, slow burn.
Yes.
Like very hard, slow burn. And I get the long sequences, but 5 seconds less makes like a big difference kind
Absolutely.
Of thing. Absolutely. But yeah, The Meg, as far as like, I mean, like, and don't get us wrong. This movie's dumb. Like it's very cheesy. A to Z. You know, it's the same shark movie you've seen 1,000 times, technically, but, you know, the CGI on the frickin' shark was amazing.
Yeah, it really was.
It really...
I was extremely, extremely impressed.
Very
good. Even when they had the little shark, quote-unquote sharks, the regular great whites and the hammerheads and stuff, they look impeccably real.
It was very nice. It was very, very good in that sense. So the CGI was great. They throw you right into story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, action-y story. You want to see sharks, we're going to give you sharks. Now, nothing about the sharks didn't make sense. Like, I mean, you'll find with, like, sci-fi movies and stuff. And I'm not talking, like, doesn't make sense. Like, Sharknado doesn't make sense. But for the sake of showing a shark, because it's a shark movie, they show you weird cuts of it swimming around. This didn't have that.
No.
If the shark was on screen, there was a purpose. It was either to just kind of get you, like, a little nervous or, oh, my God, it's coming this way.
Crashing
like that
into the submarine.
Exactly. So,
well, what I appreciated a lot about the movie was it felt like two movies because you had the first half, not half, I use that word loosely. The first part of the movie was setting up Jason Statham's character, mm-hmm. that he was this professional diver and he's the only one that can go down that far to save people.
Yep.
And then you have the next half of the movie part, I'm sorry, half isn't right, part of the movie where it's Rainn Wilson's character going to this Manawan underwater research lab and them going under the surface and finding, like, this extra little world and stuff. I appreciated that it felt very, very much like two separate movies. Like, Jason Statham is an action actor. So let's give him this full 15, 20 minutes worth of action.
Yes.
Adding the Megalodon without you actually seeing the Megalodon.
Yeah, and that was a really good teaser to it because you're trying to see it and you're watching. And, I mean, you know what it is. You know it's a shark movie.
Yeah, we went to see the Meg. We're not under any false pretenses.
But you do. You always want to see the shark. In The Shallows, you want to see the shark. And you see it. And it's gorgeous. And in 47 Meters Down, you want to see. So you always want to see the shark. But where some of these movies break it is they, like, sci-fi is really bad with it, is they do a CGI shark, and then they just flip it this way and put it in there six times, and then they flip it this way, like, swimming away from you, swimming towards you.
Yeah.
It has absolutely no meaning, so at the end of the movie, you're like, oh, come on, I've seen this shark, like, 40 times.
Yeah, let it do something.
Like, it, what I liked about the Meg, which, like we said, it's, like, a really generic shark movie, but basically, it's... Jason Statham, like Sam said, is this guy that can only go down so deep, and the whole theory is the Mariana Trench actually doesn't stop. Like, it's like this weird cloud liquidy
pancake thing. Yeah.
And they said you could go underneath that. Well, they do. So they find out that there's another... It didn't look deep. 20
feet? Yeah.
It didn't look super deep, but there was a little bit more room under the Mariana Trench. So this opens up a whole new world. There's all kinds of things down there they've never seen before, and etc. And then the Meg happens. But that's basically, like, the thing to the movie. There's some of the little, like, good guy, bad guy stuff, which we won't ruin for you. But like I said, it's a really generic kind of shark movie. But I did like this concept more. It wasn't a super shark.
Yeah.
It wasn't something, oh, we hit a rock, and somehow it's been in this cave for 9 million years.
I appreciated that they it could potentially be real. You know what I mean?
Where, yeah.
Because, like, it's some kind of hydrogen cloud.
It was a cloud. That makes it look like the ground.
Yeah, that makes it look like that the Mariana Trench only goes down however
deep it is.
And
it's really thick, and like, it's freezing.
Yeah, I think it's like frozen. Like a meter or two
deep.
Deep.
So it's not so just like a cloud. Yeah, you gotta go through it.
Yeah, it's not like a little, like,
layer
film of it. It's an actual cloud.
So no, everybody stopped.
Yeah, the sub can actually be all in the cloud before it gets to the next part.
Yeah, because they don't hit it, technically. No. But in a generic
sink into
they
it.
Hit it, and then they start pushing through it. So it's like a thick dumpling.
Yeah.
Like, you can definitely break it, but it's if you land on it, you're
like
done.
Like a creamy soup.
There we go. God, I'm hungry. But so, like Sam said, they use Jason Statham perfectly.
Oh,
they
yeah.
get right into it, too.
Mm-hmm.
They go through his little backstory, and
yeah, that's
it's
how
done.
It starts.
It starts right away with his little backstory. Okay, great. Done.
Yeah. One, that his backstory is he's the only one who
knows how to dive so deep.
And he's the only one who's dealt with the Meg. He doesn't
after
know
the beginning
for
sequence.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the beginning sequence, he doesn't know that that's what's trying to get into the sub to him.
He just knows that
he
something
just knows
hit
that something
the
big,
sub.
Yeah, and it's not another sub. It's not anything like that.
Yeah.
Like it is something that's trying to get in
yeah.
to eat the people.
And he had to
whatever.
Make a decision, and that left two crewmates behind.
Yeah.
Well, the crew now is still a crew. This guy was literally there. Jason Statham was literally there just to save these two people, kind of thing. This crew is the same, roughly the same crew. At least the doctor is the same, and a few other
yeah,
people
and
know
the,
him.
The late, because what happens is they go down, they figure out that it is just a hydrogen cloud.
It's a creamy soup.
And it's the his ex-wife
Wife
and two other scientists
yeah.
that are in a sub, and they go down, and the lights attract the megalodon
yep.
that has been living under this cloud.
Which you still don't see.
Yeah,
they
you
do
don't
tease
see
you
it.
For a while with it.
You actually don't see it until they try to rescue them. But
yeah.
So they know that something's hitting the sub, and it breaks the sub to the point where they can only have so much power
yeah.
to keep, like, them
they get
warm
a few things
and,
rewired.
Yeah.
And but they're definitely down there. Like, they need to get out of the sub, and the sub is not going to be able to get up there. So they need another sub to come connect, transfer people, and just forget that sub kind
yeah.
of thing. Rainn Wilson is, like, the owner of everything.
Yeah, he's a bill. He's, like this eccentric billionaire.
Yeah, funder.
Yeah.
He funds everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guy that leads it is Winston Chow. And
he's a very distinguished-looking Asian
he's
man.
He's very handsome.
Yeah. I was like, wow, okay.
I know, I don't, like...
And his daughter, the lady who
she's
plays his daughter...
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, my God. How can one person be so pretty?
Her name is Bing Bing Lee.
Bing Bing Lee?
Bing Bing Lee.
All right.
Okay. So, no more about that, but...
Now that you said that, I can't remember her name in the movie.
Su Yin.
Okay.
So, there's a dad-daughter on there. He's like the head, you know, you answer like to scientist. Him, but he answers to Rain.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then you have everybody
else. And that's only because Rain's supplying the money, not because he's a scientist.
No, he's himself. Not a scientist. He knows nothing about what's going on. He just completely owns everything there, basically. They say they need a submarine. He buys it, kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really it. It's... But I really liked when I started thinking about it, besides the shark, and it kept flowing. There was really no lulls.
No, not even a little bit.
They didn't add in anything stupid. So, there's, I don't know, three women, not counting the girl?
Not counting the little girl?
The little girl. Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose, the ex-wife lady.
And Asian lady.
And the Asian lady.
Yeah. Three women.
Yeah.
So... All of them, what I love is you have Jason Statham, who's supposed to be this action big wig. I mean, he's just that. That's what he is. He yeah. looked like he had a lot of fun in this movie.
I was going to say, I've watched, I'm a little embarrassed to admit, quite a few Jason Statham movies.
Oh, really? I've never seen him in anything.
I love the Transporter series.
Okay, I don't.
I love Crank. I know it's weird. I don't like those movies. But normally, just, but those movies yeah. are just... He's just got this presence that makes you want to watch him.
Okay.
This is the movie. I don't know if I'd seen him smile in a movie before this one.
Well, and that's... So, like, from another podcast that I listened to, he has been telling a bunch of interviewers and stuff, it's like a thriller shark comedy.
Yeah.
So he thinks, in his mind, that he's got some comedy to him.
Yeah.
Which I don't see. He had little lines. He's not the
comedy part of the movie.
But he seemed super stoked to be funny.
Yeah.
Or whatever he thinks is funny. Mm. He looked like he was having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyhow.
Even his smiles, like I said, I've never seen him smile before. In a movie. They looked genuine.
And what I liked about it, too, is like when he does have screen time with the little girl, which eight? Nine?
She's pretty, yeah, I would like say between like 7 and 8. Yeah,
like very distinguishable when she talks.
Super, super smart.
Yeah, great and great little actress. Well, when he has screen time with her, he's amazing with her.
Yeah, like, they have a very good repertoire.
Like super good connection and on screen time.
It was almost as if...
That was his kid.
Yeah, like he knew the kid previous to this movie.
Like he's probably spent a lot of on-shoot time with this kid. Yeah. And not and because they're acting time. Together.
It's fun. Yeah. He's the guy that gets her ice cream after the shoot it was good.
It was cool to see. Like, it's cool when you can see that there's an actor just having so much fun in a thing. But, like I was saying before, so there's like three actual women parts in this and then the little girl. But every woman part... They are heading something.
They are badasses.
Like, so the ex-wife heads this submarine.
She's smart.
And everybody compliments her in this movie.
It almost seemed like deepest dive had been, I think they said 11,000 meters.
Yeah.
It was almost like she was right behind him. She could do a dive at 10,000.
Yeah, but there was no bickering between the two of them.
Mm-mm.
It was one of those things where it's like, it's just his ex-wife. And that's literally like a line in the movie. It was like, no, they were horrible together. Like, literally, that's all that said. They were horrible together.
They were a horrible married couple.
There was no fighting. They didn't show anything where it was like, you freaking and you.
I can't believe you are the one who had to save me.
There was nothing. So, it was really refreshing to see that. She was a strong female lead, and he respected the fact that she was a scientist, she was brave enough to do this stuff, etc. But everybody in the crew did.
Yeah.
Like, no one, there was no jabs in that way. The daughter to the head researcher, Bing Bing Lee, she, again, is super respected. She's not just, they never say anything to her like, oh, you're just here because of daddy.
They say a couple of times, or she says a couple of times, that she's trying to live up to her dad's expectations.
But he never shows anything that she's below standard.
No, not even a little bit. It's more of like a personal thing. But I think that means he's the number one scientist, she's number two.
Yeah.
Or one and a half, even.
And, like, she does a bunch of stuff where she just takes control of the situation and leaves or this or that.
Goes to rescue
He never tries to stop her. There's never that respect, like, you can't do it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, and then the third female is Ruby Rose, who's, she is absolutely gorgeous. And yeah. I gotta say, all three of these women are absolutely beautiful. There is, like, no cleavage.
Nope.
They are so respectful to these women. Everything in the movie, they are so respectful to.
I appreciate it.
And the little banter, I mean, I guess this is a spoiler alert, but not really, that Jason Statham and Bing Bing Lee have... It is cute. I think
is amazing is she's shown mostly wearing either a wetsuit or like a button-up shirt and slacks or something like that. I appreciate that the only person, the normal like oogling type of thing.
Is a woman to a man. Is when Jason is in the towel.
He's wearing a towel. He's got all his muscles on display. And she comes in to, I think, apologize to him for, because she makes a comment about him leaving his crew members behind.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, she, like, looks back through the window when she leaves the thing. I appreciate that that was, it was kind of switched from a normal movie.
Yeah.
Which made it funny, because it's like, she's,
but
know,
even then,
he's the eye candy.
He literally, he laughs. He doesn't come on to her.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't drop the towel.
No.
He doesn't stroke her hair. There's nothing. Like, and not nothing in the sense that you, like, they're trying to, like, keep it in, like, a PG-13 area, but it is, like, the most innocent flirting that there ever could be. And then...
It's all based on their abilities, their brains, and their smart.
Exactly.
They connect on that level because they're both smart, they're both in the same kind of, you know... ocean job.
Yeah, they have the same kind of, it's the same kind of profession and the same kind of respect that they want between each other, but it's great. And it's little characters around them saying, like, she likes you too. He likes, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't force it. They don't make it really a main story or anything.
No, it's just in quiet times.
And then, like I said, the third woman is Ruby Rose. And she's absolutely gorgeous.
She's the one who built all of the equipment.
But that's
stuff.
The thing. She built all the equipment.
Yeah.
This is very quiet. It was only after I started, like, thinking about it and stuff. It's very quiet. But the respect that this movie shows towards women mm-hmm. and wanting to make sure that they have a huge spotlight.
Yeah.
It feels very even. Rainn Wilson runs the whole joint.
Yeah.
He's a goofball.
But he's
an idiot.
He's super
funny.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He doesn't know
anything
about all of the things. He's just basically bankrolling it.
It is really great. So he runs the whole thing. And then you got the Bing Bing's dad as the main researcher kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, great. The three women roles are so freaking strong,
and
though.
They're important.
Because these men in the other people in the office wouldn't be able to do what the women are doing, which is go under the actual ocean. So it's great that Rain owns it. It's great that this Asian man is the leader or whatever, but they can't go do the work
without the women.
So they give the work in this movie to the women, which just, you know, the more that we do this podcast and stuff and you start thinking about where women roles are in these movies, I don't want to see it obvious because you don't need to pander to us as women. We are strong. We don't need, like, oh, see, you are strong. Let me give you a little role in a movie kind of thing.
We don't need that.
It's not important. But I also appreciate that three gorgeous women, especially Ruby Rose, can be on screen. I don't see nipples through t-shirts.
Nope.
I don't see low-cut anything. They are just as equal as the men. None of the men are higher. Yeah, exactly. It was so good. It was so refreshing to see that, especially with this hot shot Jason Statham in it, who gets rescued by one of them at some point in the movie.
Yeah. Well, and even though his ex-wife needs rescuing,
she jumps right back in, though.
Well, and what happens is she basically saves the crew on the sub by telling them what to do to get the sub back up and running so that they're not freezing to death or they're not running out of oxygen. Like, they make
sure...
She's got,
like, a pencil in her side or something. I don't know.
I think it's like an Allen key screwdriver.
Yeah, she gets, like, stabbed in the side.
But, like, so she's telling them what to do to make sure that the sub's up and running so that they can...
Yeah.
Survive, because it doesn't matter if the people get down there if they've frozen to death.
Exactly.
So she's even though there's no mistake, it's the Megalodon that's made them crash, like, she's still like, okay, I'm not just going to lay down and cry and wait for
and
somebody
we're done
to rescue
kind of
us.
Thing. Like, let's at least get lights, let's at least get heat, and hope to God that he makes it down.
Yeah.
Because, like, her last thing before she cuts out is
Jonas.
Yeah. I was like, it was close to Jason. Jonas was right. Mm-hmm. So they instantly, and again, right there, they trust her. There's no, like, you're crazy. You didn't feel that, or you didn't see that, or anything like that. It was literally like,
oh my god, we need to call him, because he was right about a megalodon.
Yeah, she said Jonas was right about something being down here. They didn't know it was a megalodon at that point. No. Just something was down
huge.
There.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because they can see it on their little, bloop, bloop
really thing. Cool, yeah. Well, and it was so cool, because they could, like, their submarines, you can, like, drag the windows.
Oh, yeah, it's like Iron Man.
It was so cool. Yeah, it was so cool.
It's like Tony Stark's computer, where he moves everything around. Yeah.
No, the movie was absolutely fabulous, not just, like, really for, like, the women roles and stuff, mm-hmm. but there is some really good comedy in it. There is a scene in there, I'm pretty sure that his name's Paige Kennedy. I'm pretty sure he was in Vine for a while, which mm-hmm. is, I know.
Who is he?
The black guy.
Oh, yeah, he looks researcher. Really familiar.
I'm pretty sure he was a Vine guy for, like, a really long time, which is sad that I know that, but still. And so there is a great moment there, which can lead us into Deep Blue Sea, that he is ranting and ranting and ranting and ranting, and you're just sitting there going, oh my god, they're gonna Deep Blue Sea him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
we expected it, like, Samuel L. Jackson standing by the pool getting his arm bit off while he's making a speech thing.
Yeah, it was, and they don't, like, spoiler alert, they don't. But there was some really cool, like, little tiny homages to some of the other shark mm-hmm. movies. They do, like, a really cool pan over, I think they were, like, near Bangkok or something.
Yeah, they're in, Sanyan Beach, I think is what it said on the screen.
It was something like that.
Like Sanyan, I believe. Maybe. I could be wrong, but.
So they do, like, a really cool pan over of the beach, which is, like, it's packed.
Yeah.
With people. Like, it was crazy how packed this place was with people, but it was very reminiscent of Jaws.
Well, and then they had the little boy who wanted to go in while his mom was reading. In Jaws, obviously, she's reading, but, like, on this one, she's on her cell phone. The little boy who has his little floaty and he wants to go in the ocean.
The leg views underneath. So, there, and it, you know, it's not something you don't expect in a horror movie, just like DJ ranting, because, mm-hmm. I mean, in this point of the movie, like, he has every right to be, you know, pissed y'all off. Are crazy, and this is not good. And
he expected to be a scientist, not hunting a megalodon.
Yeah. So, it's nothing that's out of the realm of what is going on in the movie, period, so it makes sense, but it does feel like a little nod to the people that do love shark movies.
Yeah.
Like, what does this make you think of? Which was, like, he's gonna get eight.
When I appreciate the fact that, like we said, when DJ is having his rant, we fully expected the megalodon to come out
and
bite him, and he doesn't.
Which is nice, because but it makes you uneasy if you've seen Deep Blue Sea.
But what I did appreciate was that the jump scares that they did do, A, I did jump like a child.
Yeah.
But B,
They were necessary.
Yeah. It was completely fine. They weren't just thrown in there. They were very, very well thought out. Very, like, and there was times where I was covering my eyes waiting for the jump scare and it never came.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great. I appreciate that. Like, I really,
there's no, like, seagulls smashing into a window.
No.
Or, you know, cat jumping out of a closet moment.
Yeah.
Everything that was supposed to be there led to something that you were now watching.
Yeah.
And, like, I think the scene of the little girl in the hallway, while you start to see it, like, slowly come up,
and then it
is
bites.
Absolutely beautiful. Because it's a shivering moment.
Well, you're waiting for, you know that your jump is going to come because you can see that it's coming. Like, it's swimming towards the glass. But you are now, because you know it's there, now you're waiting for her to notice see that it's there.
But it's so slow. It's so slow how it comes up. And you just see this massive shadow. And they don't make the shark superhuman.
No.
They don't, you know, it obviously has seen her, you know, they might hint that it seems a little smarter than most sharks, but they don't, oh my god, a scientist made this shark three million, you know. There's nothing stupid. It is literally a megalodon that has been in the Mariana Trench under this soup.
That was just able to get out because they had to tow him
back. They do explain it.
Mm-hmm.
They do explain something where you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That, but again, that made sense. Mm-hmm. We won't spoil it. But the way that they explain how this Megalodon got out of this soup, I was like, yeah, that is simple enough for me to understand.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it scientifically could be possible.
Sure.
That's what I appreciated about this. Other than the Megalodon itself, everything else is completely plausible.
It felt, you know what, I'm not a scientist, but that makes sense to my peanut brain.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get that, and I don't see why that couldn't be a thing.
And I very much appreciated
that. Yeah, it was super cool. It was really good. So if you really want just, like, to turn your brain off, don't pick at plot holes. Have fun, see some really good CGI shark stuff, little twists, very little. It's not annoying. Little stuff, and they wrap everything up really quick. If there's a little twist, it doesn't piss you off for 25 minutes that they're going to, like, start a new story. They're like, oh my god, so-and-so is bad. Done. I mean, it's quick. So, it's a lot of fun. You should
highly recommend it.
I think you should see it in IMAX at least.
Yeah, we saw it in the
shark is cool looking.
We saw it in the
D-box chair.
Yeah, where we sat in the recliner, but it's a moving sound around the theater, and the every time something big happens,
like
a big
sound, pulses.
It vibrates or pulses or whatever. And like I said, the sound moves around the speakers.
So yeah. It's
like,
it wasn't bad.
If the shark's on the left side, it's on the left side. You know, yeah. It's really cool.
It was really cool, but I would definitely at least see it in IMAX because I think the shark deserves to be. It's just like not just.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta say, it's dumb summer fun, but it's like Jurassic Park or any of those just, like, over-the-top movies, see it on a big screen.
Yeah, it's very, very, very good.
Yeah. It was so much fun, especially if you like shark movies, even a little bit.
Yeah.
It's so fun. But, yeah. So, that's our rant about the Meg, which was awesome. And now I'm just excited for it to be on TV again.
Right. I could honestly go see it again this weekend and be happy with it.
Yeah, I'd be fine, because then I could actually, like, kind of just stare at the shark and stuff and not worry about plot at all because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it was really cool.
Like, I liked the movie a lot. It had a big buildup and I was very worried that it was going to be very disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not.
No, it's super fun. It's super fun. They show the shark enough and they show the destruction and it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it's all plausible. It's not bullshit. Like,
no, it's good.
It's very, very good.
Really good. So, what do you want to move on to?
47 Meters Down is the last
most That was the one before. One. Well, no. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so, though. We saw 47 Meters Down like a year before it even came out.
Apparently what happened is they were going to just release it onto DVD, but then decided that it had enough hype that they could put it in theaters.
Oh, okay.
So we saw it like a year and a half before. Yeah, we saw it on a website.
Sure.
Or something like that.
No, yeah. We totally legally saw it somewhere.
Yeah. So about 6 months before they said that they were going to put it in theaters and about a year before they actually put it in theaters.
They actually did, yeah.
That's a good-ass movie.
It's fun.
It's...
Again, it's definitely not as good as the... I don't think it's as good as the Meg now that I've seen the Meg.
No, definitely.
But again, it's dumb fun.
Well,
like, super fun.
It gives you the claustrophobia.
Yeah, if you have any of that, it'll get to you.
It's like The Descent.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Where you're living it with these girls when they get, you know, because obviously it's called 47 meters down, their cage drops to the bottom of the ocean, which is 47 meters down, which I think is like 150 feet.
I don't know. Well,
something crazy like
that. Yeah. Their tanks, I think, said something else, but it's whatever. If you poke holes in the plot, you're not going to have fun.
No.
But it is
fun.
But
it's a good movie.
It actually is fun.
And the sharks in that... When she opens the flare.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's awful.
It is. It's really good. It's good CGI in the sharks. Mm-hmm. That one had, like, dumber plot things. Like, there wasn't a lot of stuff in the Meg where I was like, oh, my God, why?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah. 47 meters down, they are kind of really... they make them pretty... two stupid girls kind of thing.
Well, she lies and says that she's scuba certified when really she has no freaking clue how to do it.
No, and no one would let her do it if she had nothing.
It's a rusty ass cage.
Yeah, it's some guy that's like day drinking.
Yeah.
It's like insane.
Like it's
with three guys they don't know.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing, is they go out onto this boat with three guys that they don't know.
And she's only doing it because, oh, my boyfriend left me.
And sweetie, because he said she was boring, right?
She was boring. Yeah. Be boring.
Yeah.
He's boring. Like,
you know what happened now? You got stuck in a cage down at the bottom of the ocean with some sharks.
So they're, like, they definitely don't, this is, like, two totally different takes on women in these movies.
Oh, yeah.
But 47 meters fun, 47 meters down, if you just shut your brain off and have fun with it, it really is fun. We've enjoyed it. I've watched it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I've watched it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's super fun, because actually when it came out, and it was, like, better than...
It's on Netflix now.
Yeah, when there was a better version than the totally legal way that we saw it before, it was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then The Shallows was before... Yeah. Well, theater-wise, well, it was 47 meters time, and then before Shallows... Yeah,
it was around the same time that we actually watched 47 Meters Down, but about a year before 47 Meters Down came out in theaters. Yeah. The Shallows was good.
I liked
it. Not great.
I liked the way the shark looked in that a lot.
It was a very menacing.
And then it was a little surprising the gore that was in it.
Yeah, well, you see, well, yeah.
Again,
with the bites and
I think most things with sharks, you need to just shut your brain off. Now the movie itself is like stunning. Where Blake Lively is gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's so pretty, and they used the realest looking film and camera that's ever been on screen. Like, the water was so inviting and so, like, shiny and blue, and the rock, like, you could see every detail in this movie. Yeah. It was stunning.
When she, for the most part, was a very good actress. Like, to be able to act with a CGI animal or something that you're supposed to, it's one thing to talk to something CGI, but to actually have to interact in a fearful way with something that you can't see.
Yeah.
You gotta give them snaps for that, because that's, I don't know how you would do it.
Oh, no, for sure. And, like, I mean, it's like abuse the movie. This girl just does not, she cannot catch a break. No. But it's literally her in one spot this entire movie, and it kept me captivated the entire time. She's literally in one spot for, like, 3/4 of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and kept it interesting.
Yeah, no, you know? I liked it.
So, there's dumb stuff. It's definitely one, like, I might watch again, but... Mostly because it's so pretty, and I think the shark is really cool looking, but it's not one that you might stick around during the center part for.
No, that's another movie that could have cut out quite a bit.
Yeah.
But then they would only have an hour-long movie.
Yeah, so it's like, it's fine, but maybe we needed one more spot that she could get to. Because she's kind of like beach, rock, and this buoy thing that she finds.
And the whale, like the whale carcass.
So maybe we were like... I don't know, on the beach a little long, or something was different. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Or maybe
know.
More escape plans or something.
Yeah, more people maybe getting eaten.
Something, yeah, maybe some help.
Mm-hmm.
Flag down one more person on this beautiful beach that nobody knows exists in Mexico somewhere, because we always travel alone.
Yeah, going to Mexico.
For some reason.
Where nobody knows where we are and nobody can find us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're at this beach that your mom talked about millions of years
ago. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. But, yeah.
One of our favorite shark movies...
Absolute favorite.
...is Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. I can watch that over and over and again, and
I
do.
Absolutely. I know that it's cheesy. We know that it's...
Oh, it's Kraft.
The
macaroni and cheesy.
How good the Meg is with all the scientific stuff is how bad Deep Blue Sea is with all the scientific stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's so dumb.
Completely
and
implausible.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't happen. Like,
and it is, like, even more of, like, there were definitely things in the Meg that were different. I have never seen anything with the Mariana Trench.
No.
Being a stopping point, but there's more.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so cool.
It was a very good
And then place. I really liked the way that they, in the Meg, they explained how this creature got out and broke through this thing that it, for some reason, has never broken through before.
Yeah.
I'll explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because otherwise I'm sitting there going, this thing had like 3 million years to not figure out how to get through this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a reason. Thank you. So everything that the Meg does, which seemed like they just had a room full of people with common sense going how to get through the thing. Oh, you're right.
Let's
fix that. Deep Blue Sea doesn't.
Nope.
We got sharks swimming upstairs, and we got all kinds of chaos. But I don't care.
It's fantastic.
It is so much fun. It is the funnest movie to sit down and be like, take over me, shark.
Yeah.
I want to see, who is it? Who's in that? LL Cool J?
Yeah, LL Cool J's in it. Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
Yeah.
The guy from The Punisher, Thomas...
And The Mist.
Yeah, The Mist. I always think of him as The Punisher.
Really? I always think of him as The Mist.
He's in it. Thomas, his name's Thomas...
Saffron? Oh, Thomas Jane.
That's it. Thomas Jane,
Saffron Burroughs, Jacqueline McKenzie. Oh, Michael Rapaport is in it. I always think of him as, he's like a boyfriend in something.
Phoebe's boyfriend.
That's right.
He's the cop boyfriend because she steals his...
That's right.
Yeah, she steals his badge.
That's so sad. Okay, I thought so.
And Stellan Skarsgård is in it, who is Pennywise's dad in real life.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and Eric from True Blood's dad in real life.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, I see that. Okay.
Good family.
So, yeah, it's got, like, a, you know, a pretty, like, it's a, I don't want to say Samuel L. Jackson's mediocre, but it goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that you recognize that have been in a bunch of stuff, but nothing, like, groundbreaking, except Samuel L. Jackson has been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But,
And LL Cool J.
Sure.
I would say him and Samuel L. Jackson are the most famous in the movie.
Thomas Jane, he's done himself pretty good.
Yeah, but back then,
Thomas
he
Jane.
Hadn't. Like, that was one of his first...
Thomas Jane is in The New Predator.
Is he?
Yes.
But we just watched the credits, or the credits.
It's set...
The preview
The trailer is at the top of his IMDb.
Oh, shit. I didn't see him in the freaking trailer.
I don't think that I saw him
But
either.
Now that I think about it, I cannot tell you who was in the trailer for
oh,
the
wait.
Predator movie.
Yeah, well, maybe it's under... Yeah, he's in it.
It says who else upcoming is in it?
Let me see. Sorry. No, you're good.
Because now that I've thought about it, I can only remember Predator from the trailer. We saw the trailer for Predator during the Meg.
Yeah, we did. And it has the best poster art. Oh, the little boy from Before I... He was in... Thomas Jane was in Before I Wake, too. Which,
oh,
if you haven't
yeah.
seen that...
That's a fantastic, good movie,
It is too. Literally, like, a hidden gem that got bumped through so many production studios and stuff due to budgets and
now it's a Netflix
bankruptcy
original.
yeah so Netflix bought it because it was supposed to be in theaters 3 times last year and it got bumped and then canceled.
It's a very very good movie. It's got him and Kate Bosworth in it.
Olivia Munn's in it.
Oh yeah, okay, I remember seeing
Lachlan
her.
Munro, who the dad in Riverdale. Bad dad isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Black, I won't spoil anything.
No, I'm
Hal,
just... Hal.
Betty Cooper's dad.
Jake Busey is in it.
Oh, my God.
Hells yes. Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh, yeah, he was another one I saw.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited for Predators.
That kind of ends... Whoa, look at this guy's head. I'm not gonna say his name, because that's mean, but...
Wow. I don't know his name.
That is a six head right
but
there.
But yeah, so St. Blue Sea, after our tangent, it's a very good shark movie. I know that it's not
perfect.
And
honestly, like, in no way is it good, but there's so much nostalgia for that movie,
mm-hmm.
and it's still practical effects. It was 99. Oh, my God.
What?
Yes.
So it's almost 20 years old.
Yep, next year. It's got a birthday.
Jesus.
Holy crap.
I saw that in Clearwater with Paul and Richard.
Really?
Yeah.
No, My Deep Blue Sea is, like, so much fun. It's another one that gives, like, little nods to, like, other, well, at that time.
Just Jaws,
with, like, the license plate is the same one that they pull from Bruce's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fun. And you cannot tell me that it is not a top 10 best movie moment when Samuel Jackson meets his fate in that movie.
Yeah.
It still gets me every time because I don't know what part of the speech it is.
Yeah.
Like, every time it gets me.
When you
don't
expect that the shark can jump out of the...
Water like
containment
that.
Containment chart.
And
yeah.
I'm sure it can't. But it was great.
Yeah.
I'm sure it can't.
Well, and when the shark has Stellan Skarsgård... In his teeth.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is that? And you're like, oh, how is he not dead? Oh, he has oxygen on. You know, it's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
This is insane.
I guess just like, what, 99? We were 11?
10.
10, 11?
Yeah.
I don't know when it came out. My
we would have just turned 10 that year anyway.
Okay.
We were born in
89. Okay. My mind was freaking blown by the shark. Eating Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't really ever experienced I guess, like, we're so new to horror at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I use horror for Deep Blue Sea, like, really softly. But still, I'm not used to it being a jump scare, a twist, and a major character dying all at the same time.
Yeah.
Which now you look for. When you see someone going, I'm not gonna give up. You know something's gonna happen.
Yeah,
they're
gonna get
a shot, they're gonna get
whatever. I was gonna say, they're gonna get a bullet through the head.
Yeah. I wasn't, at 10, you don't know that. No. So it really just made me love the genre. Like, and honestly, because I feel it as a horror movie in that spot, at least.
Yeah.
It made me love the genre a lot. Yeah. I love the practical effects. There were a lot of times in that movie I was like, that's got to be a real shark on the table. I'm 10.
Yeah.
It looked really good, though. And the practical effects, even to this day, look really good.
Yeah, I wouldn't knock him for it.
No. It is such an awesome movie.
Well, and that was around the time that you and I were watching Jaws pretty much every time we hung out.
Every time it was on.
Because I remember...
Over the phone or on TV.
Because I remember every single time we watched Jaws, when he goes down, when Hopper or Hooper goes down.
Yes.
And he goes by the porthole of the boat, and the body pops up, screaming like a fucking maniac.
Yep.
Which, not because it was like... a thing to do, but because every single fucking time it scares the shit out of me.
But it's like the same way for me in The Thing. When they do the test, I know it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I know who it happens to, but when he touches the wire to the blood and it freaking like
freaks out,
everything happens, I jump.
Yeah.
It's not as big every time, but I like, oh, God damn it, I know.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. But Deep Blue Sea is the same way. Samuel Jackson does his little speech and I jump every time. It's so fun. If you like shark stuff, I'm sure you've seen it. If the Meg, I don't know, if you're 10 and listening to this, and you like the Meg, and you like Sharknado, and you just really like how fun shark movies are, check it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's great. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
That's another shark.
I've been thinking about the shark from Toy Story.
Hi, I'm Woody. Howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy.
So that's it. We recommend The Meg and obviously
super.
Every other shark movie, including Jaws, which we didn't talk about, but,
no, but
I think that if you're a horror aficionado, you know what.
There is nothing original or new we're going to say about Jaws.
No. We
it's
love it.
Said.
It's perfect.
It's great.
It is what it is.
It's the granddaddy of shark movies.
Yeah.
And it holds its spot in history.
Mm-hmm. And in my heart.
Yeah. Whether it holds still to this day, which I think for as old as it is, it does.
Absolutely.
Or you don't feel that it does, you have to respect the movie for what it created.
But, so, like we said, we have a giveaway going on right now.
Yes, we do. Check our Instagram.
Just at our Instagram. We're not very good with Twitter and Facebook.
Twitter, we're not good with at all.
Instagram, we post there pretty much every day.
Every day. We have a national holiday.
It's at the Gore Ghouls on Instagram.
Yeah.
So go ahead, give us a like. Give that a like, and we'll hopefully pick you for our giveaway.
Yeah.
But,
I think that's about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. We haven't really discussed the next time that we're, what we're doing next time.
I hope it'll be sometime next week.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, it should be, for sure.
Our schedules are a little calmer now.
Yeah, it's getting better.
But,
it's not as painful anymore.
Yeah, so...
Well, and it's getting close to spooky season.
Yeah, it's...
Spooky season might be a little crazy for
us. It's August 14th right now.
Yeah.
So we'll try and put out one a week until at least October.
October's going to get a little crazy because we're going to be spending a lot of time together doing all kinds of Halloween activities.
Like Halloween Horror Night.
So we might have some live situations going on.
Oh, yeah. Can we do that?
I think we might be able to.
Maybe we'll pod from a line at Halloween Horror Nights.
We might.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Well, and at least watch Instagram, because I know that we can do those little story things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can story from there, and we might be storying like crazy motherfuckers during that time.
Yeah, we could story maybe in the houses, too.
Yeah, I think we
could
hide
that. Let
us
know if that's something that you would be interested in.
Oh, we don't really care. We're going to do it.
We're going to probably do it now that we've talked about it.
We're going to do that. We're going to hide it and do it.
We're going to get Chucky with, like, the Snapchat filter on his face.
Yes! Yes! All right. Anyway, we are so excited about October and September coming up anyhow, so we're going to be super busy during that time giving you stuff. So, keep liking, share, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah,
tell a
I don't
friend.
Really know how to do that.
And like our, contest thing.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.